Now, we've had a lot of correspondence over the weekend in relation to traffic jams and traffic delays in Bundoran, and you heard some texts again this morning. And people are claiming, be it true or not, that much of this was caused by driver meetups in the town. Some might call them dangerous driver gatherings. It rather depends on what they're doing when they're with their cars when they meet up. It is a problem, and it was referred to on our show yesterday by Garda Stephen Fahey on our On the Beat slot.
The most recent one there was in Bundoran on Sunday, and I know just from even calls to the station and talking to people locally in Sligo and Ballyshannon and stuff, like, there's a lot of people kind of, I suppose, not happy with the manner of driving that they witnessed on the roads. Especially, I know I was talking to somebody that had seen some driving there just out on the Ratcormack, or the road to Ratcormack, say, out of Sligo town, and, you know, cars kind of almost racing each other in the overtaking lane and stuff like that. I know there's another incident up there on the Bundoran bypass, where there was two cars like playing chicken on the road. Like, if somebody was walking on the road, they were pulling into the car.
Which is very, very serious.
That's ridiculous, yeah. And
right, okay. Let's go to line two. Jerry is on line two. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. You were visiting Bundoran at the weekend, Jerry, were you?
Yeah, I was a visitor to Bundoran on Sunday afternoon. I regularly go up to Bundoran and from Dundalk, but I used to have relations there. I still have, actually, but just basically, in a nutshell, what happened was I came off the Ballyshannon Road, and as I was coming round the roundabout to go into the town centre, I saw the Garda checkpoint, and they seemed to be stopping traffic. But by the time I got down, they were gone. I parked my car on the same road near the church in Ballyshannon. Walked down, and I was going to do the Rogie Way walk. It's a beautiful walk, and it's a good exercise. But no sooner that when I was crossing the road, the next minute, this black car turned around the corner, and the driver started revving this car up, and this black fume of smoke came out of it. And it was awful, way above the emission levels, no question about it. But I knew there was something wrong straight away. I asked the police on to say what was happening. They said there was some kind of an event that on it with to do with cars. That seemed to legitimise it. I told the people in the car that they were driving that they were breaking the law as far as the emissions were concerned. Anyway, I went off for the walk.
Sorry to interrupt you, Jerry. Could you just bring your mouthpiece a little bit closer?
That's
better, yeah. Okay, yeah. So you went about your business then?
I went about my business and took a wee walk around Rogie Way. Now, I didn't go that far. I sat and just, you know, just took time looking at the scenery. I mean, Bundoran's a lovely town. I walked back anyway, and then the scenes that I saw were just shocking. I saw the cars were constantly driving up and down the street, revving, youngsters hanging out of the cars. And one of the two incidents that really shocked me most was two youngsters in a yellow car. They were backseat passengers, and they were drinking alcohol, and they were nearly out onto the roof of the car. They were hanging out the window, and close to hanging on the roof as you could. And they were swinging away at alcohol, and they were holding it up to the crowd, and the crowd were clapping them. Now, I couldn't believe the reaction. What shocked me too was there was young kids on the street, and it was awful. It was a terrible example for them. Shortly after that, then I saw another car, and this was shocking. This is where I saw a car being driven, and the two lads in the back of the car with both their legs out the windows on the two sides of the door. And to me, that was absolutely shocking. I remember a disastrous road accident in the country a few years ago where something similar was happening, and there was six people killed in an accident like that. And this is what was bringing it back to me, is total irresponsibility that what was going on.
Well, I'm not trying to defend what went on in no shape or form. And again, we're getting more texts agreeing with you, Jerry, and people witnessing similar scenes. But the argument will be that, you know, have they done anything wrong? Revving engines, is it terribly wrong? People drinking in the back seat of a car, even hanging their legs out a window, are they breaking the law?
Well, of course they are. Well, I mean, look, as far as I was concerned, I saw one guard just stop in the car, and the abuse that he took from bystanders on the street was absolutely shocking. they were coming up to the Garda asking him where was his mask, and then he was telling them to move on, and then he took shocking abuse from people who crowded around him. Now, there was nothing the guards could do on Sunday. To me, law and order broke down in the town of Undoran on Sunday afternoon. It was an absolute disgrace. There is no way. I rang the Gardaí in Ballyshannon and I asked them, like, what was going on? And I was told that there was some events, all right, but I couldn't decipher whether it was legal or illegal.
Yeah.
And the fact about it was, I said to the Garda, if I was doing what they were doing outside your Garda station, would I be arrested? And I was told, bloody sure, I'd be arrested. Now, I mean, there's a number of factors here. Number one, this is a COVID spreader, because there were so many people gathered, assembled so closely together. There were people in the cars, packed into cars, together. No masks, no nothing. Number three, I'd question, how many of the people driving those cars, if the guards actually did random drink driving or drug tests, and how many of them were over the limit on either the drink or the driving. This would have, I mean, I live in a border area too. Dundalk is a border area. We have a problem with boy racing. It's a major plague along the border. But there is no way that an event like what happened in Dundalk on Sunday would ever be allowed to happen in the likes of Dundalk or where I come from, Blackrock. It would not be allowed to happen.
Well, you see, and that's the difficulty, and I think that's the difficulty the authorities, the Gardaí, have, is that there's no law against people meeting up, even people who are motor enthusiasts meeting up, as long as they don't break the rules.
There's a law against people breaking the law, and they were breaking the law. There's no doubt they were breaking the law. There's a law against people hanging their feet out the window. That's a car being driven in a dangerous situation. Consuming alcohol, and the way those young fellas were hanging out the window and drinking the alcohol, it was like the Wild West. That's the only thing I can talk to you about. Dundalk was it was unbelievable on Sunday. It was unbelievable, and I go to that town fairly regularly. I have never ever seen such a situation. Now, I'm a reporter on soccer matches, and I go to all of the League of Ireland games. I cover the Dundalk matches.
Yeah.
And I can tell you one thing. I've seen the games where the emergency response unit would be brought in just at high-risk games. And thankfully, they're rarely if ever needed. And the facilities of what the guards had at their disposal on Sunday, they couldn't. There's no way they could have intervened in a strong-armed fashion. Because there was too many people on the streets, there would have been a whole-scale riot if anything had happened. So the Gardaí approach, from as far as I'm concerned on Sunday, was right. I have no criticism for them. I have nothing but pity for them, because my stomach churned at the way a member of the Garda Síochána was basically verbally the abuse that he had to take from these people. This wasn't a driver, but this was a guy on the side street. But there were a number of people, and they were coming up talking about their rights, and yet the Garda had to take that on his own. It was unbelievable.
All right, OK. Well, hopefully it won't put you off. You're a regular visitor, Gerry, from Dundalk to Bundoran. Hopefully it won't put you off coming back to
it
Bundoran.
It won't put me off, but I have to say, I mean, where are the local councillors on this? I mean, I rang Donegal County Council yesterday, and when I asked them, they initially didn't know basically what I was going on about, or but when I asked about the legality of it, and then when they eventually said to me it wasn't licensed by them, it was a Garda matter. It's a council matter as well.
Yeah.
The council has a duty. The Gardaí, I don't know whether people realise this or not. I travel around the country an awful lot, and on Sunday afternoon, the town of Undoran was handed over and was in the control of people who were driving illegal vehicles. I'm not deeming the fact that they weren't, the vehicles weren't insured. I can't prove they were or whether they weren't. But I have to question that people drinking in cars, hanging out of cars with their feet out of the car. I recorded the sound of some of these cars, and it sounded like shots that were being fired. I mean, the residents, and then I also saw, by the way, I saw two fellas getting out of the car
urinating in the private gardens of residents in the town as well. Now, I mean, if that's not breaking the law, what is?
Yeah, it's a disgrace.
It's an absolute disgrace.
Okay, and lots of people agree with you, Gerry, and witnessing similar scenes as well.
What got me going was that people were just sitting back taking this. I mean, I was asking, I have a friend there, and I was talking to her, and I said, but what is going on? This happens regularly, she said, on bank holiday weekend. If the people of Bundoran are really serious about this, these people should never, ever be allowed to come near the town of Bundoran again.
Okay.
It was like something from the Wild West.
All right, okay. Gerry, thanks for contacting us. A listener rang in saying he was out for a cycle on the Ballyshannon-Bundoran bypass on Sunday, and there were numerous cars racing along the bypass. It was very frightening and no sign of any Garda presence. Another listener rang in to say they were on a family day out in Bundoran on Sunday and left it. These young people were out of control. There was no Garda presence. Someone could have been killed with their behaviour of some of the drivers racing each other on the bypass. And someone else says the Gardaí should have sent these boy and girl racers home and not let them gather in one place. Why bother promoting road safety and then let an event like this go ahead? And someone else says, I think the Gardaí were busy enough checking to see if anyone was getting a meal without a passport, without having to be dealing with something like that.